With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The annual Poppy campaign is underway. CNDTV's Donna Bush reports.
Well, with Remembrance Day just weeks away, the annual Poppy campaign has started. His Excellency Governor Martin Roper received the first poppy, as is customary, last Friday. The Cayman Islands Veterans Association hold the poppy appeal each year as a symbol of recognizing veterans and the ability to offer support to local veterans and their families. Now, residents have the chance to purchase poppies through to Remembrance Day, which is on the 9th of November. If you would like a poppy or poppies, you can call 916-0700. And for donations, you can give them a call at 926-5189.
The funds raised support veterans and their families with challenges such as medical expenses. And job seekers and volunteers are invited to explore current and upcoming vacancies within Cayman's largest healthcare system this Friday. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
The Health Services Authority is hosting a job fair from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday in the Hibiscus Conference Room at the Cayman Islands Hospital. The HSA says there are some clinical and non-clinical roles available across all skill levels. The posts are across a range of departments, from environmental services to facilities management to nursing and emergency medical services. HSA will have representatives on hand from all departments across the organization who can offer insight into potential careers now and later. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Attendees are reminded that masks are mandatory throughout all HSA facilities. Potential job seekers are encouraged to download and complete an HSA application form in advance by visiting hsa.ky. For more information, you can also email info@hsa.ky. Several Caribbean Community CARICOM education ministers have, quote, unanimously proposed that the Barbados-based Caribbean Examinations Council commit to a total waiver of fees for reviews of the 2020 Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate and Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examinations exams. A statement issued by the Ministry of Education in Trinidad said that Portfolio Minister Dr. Nyan Gadsby-Dolly joined her counterpart from several countries, including Jamaica, Barbados, Antigua, and Guyana, for discussions with CXC Registrar Dr. Wayne Wesley on Monday. The ministry said that Monday's meeting lasted 3 hours and discussed in some detail several matters such as the extension of the deadline for queries beyond October 23rd to November 6th, a reduction in the costs for requests of reviews for 2020, and a reversion to the pre-January 2018 position in practice where a review includes a remark, not simply a recalculation of the candidate's score. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has appealed for understanding and calm a day after the shooting of protesters in Lagos. He urged Nigerians to be patient while police reforms took place. However, he made no direct mention of Tuesday's violence in Lagos. The army denied it was involved in the shooting, but the governor of Lagos told the BBC that the military was present. Libya's warring parties have agreed to reopen land and air routes between the two halves of the country that they control. The agreement was reached at UN-sponsored peace talks between the government in Tripoli and its rival, General Khalifa Haftar. At least 15 people, mostly women, have been killed in a stampede in eastern Afghanistan. It happened at a football stadium in Jalalabad, where thousands had gathered to apply for visas from the Pakistani consulate. More than 100 people have died in some of the most severe flooding in Vietnam in decades. 22 soldiers were killed when they were engulfed in a huge landslide. 7 people arrested in France over the beheading of a teacher are being questioned by an anti-terrorist magistrate. They include a 48-year-old father who claimed his daughter had been upset by a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad shown by the teacher in class. Police say she wasn't in the lesson. The Czech government has announced a return to lockdown from Thursday, the latest move in Europe to halt a second wave of the coronavirus. Neighbouring Poland is to restart homeschooling children in their early teens. And police in Berlin say that about 70 works of art on display in the city's museums have been damaged after being sprayed with an oily liquid. They say they're investigating the attacks, which are said to have left stains on works ranging from ancient Egyptian sarcophagi to paintings. BBC News.